Gold 92.5 News.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. The body of a man has been found on the beach at Surfers Paradise this morning. A passerby making the grim discovery around 5 a.m. near North Cliff. Jordan Fabris from Nine Gold Coast News is at the scene.
Police have a tarp up around this body. It was washed up on the border of Surfers Paradise at Broad Beach at about 5 o'clock this morning. It was discovered by one of the many people that would have been out on the beach doing their morning walk at that time.
An 18-year-old man is being questioned by detectives this morning following the stabbing death of a 17-year-old at a Varsity Lakes dog park overnight. Police say the man turned himself in at the Coomera Police Station a few hours after the incident. Investigations continue, with Acting Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith still calling for any witnesses in or around Frascott Park between 5 and 6 p.m. to come forward.
At that time in the afternoon, you would think there'd be a lot of people walking their dogs and that after work, so if they could come forward or contact Crime Stoppers or their local police, that would be greatly appreciated.
Fire conditions on the Gold Coast are going to deteriorate later today. The Weather Bureau's Livio Regano says it's all but certain a fire weather warning will be issued, with the dry, gusty northwesterlies coming.
Generally, when a fire weather warning is issued by the Bureau, the various councils and local governments issue fire bans. And a lot of them already have issued fire bans in the knowledge that the Weather Bureau's warned that fire conditions are going to get bad late this week.
And hundreds of bottles of water are being delivered to the drought-hit region of Stanthorpe today thanks to a Gold Coast donation drive. The Hope Floats campaign will deliver a semi-trailer full of water to residents there who have been struggling amid the tough water restrictions. Spokesperson Dina McMaster says there'll be a convoy of cars following the truck, also full to the brim.
This semi-trailer, which has been donated, and the truck driver is being donated, will be full, and there will be a tribe of individuals following that semi-trailer out. We're leaving from Bow Desert, going straight to Stanthorpe.
To sport, and Steve Smith is frustrating the English bowlers again with an unbeaten 60 runs on the opening day of the fourth Ashes test. The Aussies are 3 for 170 at stumps after a rain-affected day. And West Coast will take on Essendon tonight in the first AFL elimination final in Perth, while the Rabbitohs and the Roosters kick off the final NRL round. And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.